Hello everyone, so long time no see. It's gonna be like a long time since I'm back to the apartment. And today it's another video about friends and something like about myself. So as you know, I have like several friends, and one of them I consider them as my bestest friends, which is I just call him him, okay? I don't want to be like release his name. So we've been friends for just maybe like 4 months or 5 months ago, and it's not a long time, but we really close together. We just see together each day because we are in same school, and he's my first friend in school, and he also my best friend where I can share emotionals and feelings for him for when even it was like midnight, I it's were like at night, he's still listening for me. So he never criticizing or demanding or something like negative ways. It's so grateful. I'm so grateful to have him. And but there was some problems. So we are so close together. We are so comfortable together. I feel really safe when I'm being with him. And then one day he told me that he likes me. At that time, I was fucking panics. I was like, I scared that we cannot be friends anymore. I scared that we didn't close anymore. I scared that I'm losing other friends like about before. So when I was in grade 8, I have the friends like that too. And we were so close together 2 years, and then when we changing school, we officially even didn't talk to each other. And I consider him as one of my important person in my life, and then he just disappeared, and I crying a lot, but I need to accept that. And yeah, then found him tell me about he likes me, and I was like so scared. But after like several days, we get back together. We being very close together. I think he still like me, but we. Just being just friends, and I was like trying to explain and trying to be like have some space, but I'm so comfortable with him. So as long as he cares about me, he cares about me more than I cares about myself. Like even when it's very cold and I have like I have like sore throat, and I have so bad sore throat, and then we're mad to each other. But he still texted me that stop drinking too much, and then like just stop drinking too much ice. And I so appreciate that. At that time, I just crying because I think that he's one of the best people in my life, and he's so important. Like I so value him. Like he was like a very big place on my heart. Like, I didn't like him as girlfriend and boyfriend, but I like him as my bestie. And I'm so proud to tell each of my friends that I have the very best. Being very close. And then, we become like very close, and one day I have a very bad thing, and I crying. Because I feel so lonely when I go into like high school. I'm mad at my. Now we have a very big world to my friends in my high school, and it's like we just talk to each other for 4 months, so I feel very lonely and I'm start crying. And when I'm crying, I think about him the first time, and I was like, I want to meet you. And then when I meet him, I just start crying behind his back. I just start crying and rely on him. And at that time, I really realize that I just rely on him so much, and how important he is on my life. Everything's go very well. Then Friday, he tell me that he likes someone in his class. I was a little bit shocked, and I think that I need some space for him. We need to be the real friends. And then, everything go good and good, and then on Thursday, no, and like yesterday, he texted me and he like, oh, his crush like him back, and they start care to each other, and they start going in a relationship. He was very, very poor and asked me several questions about, because I know this is his first love, so I know that it is so important, and he didn't have many experience. He's just asking to me like several questions, and I'm s at that time I just cry stopped crying. I'm very joyful. I'm very joyful the whole day because I'm on vacation with my family. I smiled many times, and then when I heard that, and when I heard the news, I start crying. I don't know why I'm crying, because I know I didn't have feelings for him, and I just consider him as my best friend. And I don't know why, but I just start crying, or I being so sad. Even I have many guy best friend or like girl best friends, and they all have boyfriend and or girlfriend. But I didn't feel sad as much. I tell him that I'm very happy for him, but deeply inside my heart, I feel broken. I don't know why I just start feeling like that. Maybe because I think that maybe I'm emotional or I misunderstood. I think that at that time, you think that, oh my God, at that point, I just lose one of my important person in my life, and it just repeated from the last time, and maybe we can be we not gonna be friends, and we're gonna be a normal person, and then we're just not gonna be friends anymore. I think like that, and like I just all think that I will lose an important person in my life, and I need to accept that. I feel very shocked and cannot accept it. And I start keep distance from him. I really start keep distance from him. And he asking me why I do that. He didn't even understand me. I just text him. I was like, I don't even understand myself. I just think that I'm not okay and need to have distance. Because you have a girlfriend, and I would be single. I don't want to be third wheeling in your relationship. And I don't know, I don't want to ruin your first love for first relationship, because I know you deserve happy. Because you cares, you make me, because like we are just friends, but you make me feel like I was the happiest girl in the world, where I don't even need boyfriend. Because I always have my best friend beside, always caring about me, always cares about, like, always bought candy for me, or tea for me, or just caring so much. Or even when I'm so cold, I was like trying to asking you, like, do you have like hoodies, can I borrow it? And he was so willing to give it to me. Like, I feel that I was the most happiest girl in the life, and one day I realized that I officially lose him. And you know, he deserves happiness. He deserves someone who can treat him as happy as her, as what he treat me or like other girls. But I don't know why it's just so deeply broken and hurtful. And I, at that point, I start being the saddest girl in the world, and I start crying when I didn't even know why I start crying. Maybe because I just considering the most, one of the most important person in my life. So overall, that's my story. I don't know, like maybe 2 months 3 months, what we can be. Do we be close together? Do I'm okay with this? Do I have a boyfriend? Or maybe we didn't play Chowder anymore. I don't know what to do. It's officially like that. Yesterday, I came to TikTok and find a video that started telling about how worthy you are and self-worthy. I realized that these day and these month, when I saw my friends each other start having girlfriend or a boyfriend, my best friend, I know that it's just make me feel very lonely. But I think that I need to just stop chasing and finding for boyfriend, because I think that the first thing I need to do is focus on myself. And this video in the TikTok say that if you focus on yourself, everybody will love you. So you don't need to chase for it. You don't need to find it deeply, deeply in many places, because you gonna have this if you know yourself worthy. You know to treat you better. You know to be the happiest girl in the world. You wanna make you being the happiest girl, not need anybody. You can be independent. You can be you can do it by yourself and find happiness by yourself. You focus on yourself, you which achieve your target, and you're gonna be the happiest girl in the life. No one needs to make it for you. You do it for yourself. I think it's crack. So today, right now, till the end, I will be the happiest girl on myself. I will make myself being the happiest girl with no one, no man's come here and start doing it for me. I know I want to have a boyfriend, but I don't need to chase for them. They need to chase for me. So I need to know myself with thee. I need to treat myself better. I need to take care about my appearance, take care about my knowledgeable. And I'm gonna have a boyfriend. Everything I want to tell you right now, that's all. Thanks for listening to this postcard. And no long time, no see. And I wish that you guys love this postcard. And thank you. Bye. See you.